a, quote, huge strategic asset, and points to how Facebook and other sites were used as political subversion tools in the mass protests after the Iranian elections last year. China monitors and censors these sites, but there are ways around that, and its online population, more than 400 million, is the world's largest. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
The latest rumor sweeping the internet. The Taliban is using monkey soldiers. The People's Daily, which is the newspaper produced by China's ruling Communist Party, is reporting the Taliban in Afghanistan is, quote, training monkeys to use weapons to attack American troops. It's not just about keeping humans from harm's way, it appears. The paper is reporting those monkey training militants are hoping animal activists will be able to convince the U.S. government to withdraw. The article does include pictures of monkeys with machine guns. However, it is not quoting named sources. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your Central Coast forecast here for the weekend. Today we got cloudy this morning, then supposed to get a little sunnier this afternoon with a high of 74. The northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight mostly clear, a low around 56 with the west-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday looks like we're going to get some morning clouds. And then it'll be partly cloudy throughout the day with a high of 72 and west-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out on the Monterey Bay today, there's going to be some light winds becoming west 5 to 10 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a northwest swell of 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. Tonight out there, west winds 5 knots in the evening becoming light. Wind waves less than 2 feet. Northwest swell 2 feet at 9 seconds with patchy fog. Sunday, light winds becoming west 5 to 10 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a swell less than 2 feet becoming west 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. And for your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, so what we got here, there's not a whole lot going on the roads, which is a good thing. So if you see something out there, give me a call, 475-1080, so I can report it. And for current temperatures, we've got Watsonville at 55 degrees. In Monterey, it's 54. Salinas is at 53, and we are at 59 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. Official time, 10.06 and 54 seconds on this Saturday, July 10th, 2010. Up next, Saturday special, Michael Zwirling, and here he is.
How are you feeling, Nikki?
Great. How are you?
I'm in a foul mood.
Well, that's too bad. Why'd you bring it here? You should be happy and sunny, right? Give me a big smile. Show your teeth. Yay! There you go. Good.
They're
perfect.
Too small and they're too
they're
yellow.
They're too small. You should get that whitening thing. I've thought about doing that.
Now listen here, Nikki James.
Okay,
how can you be in such a jovial mood when it's so damn foggy outside?
Yeah, I'm not happy about the weather, that's
See?
For sure.
See?
Yeah.
See?
But it doesn't
now,
ruin my whole day.
It will ruin mine until it turns
until
sunny.
Until it's good.
Now, in a damn well better turn sunny well before 3 o'clock today, or it's going to destroy our potty that everybody I'm talking to, including and especially you, is invited to attend.
Oh, right, the beach thing?
The beach thing. You know, put on by Dr. Future and Mrs. Future.
Yeah. Who's Mrs. Future?
Mrs. Future? Future is Agent Sun on the Dr. Future program here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they've got a great program that's just growing so fast, it's particularly in cyberspace. I think that program has developed more listeners worldwide in like the 3 or 4 weeks that it's been on.
Really?
KSCO from 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Wow.
Then our entire station has garnered the 63 years we've been on the air.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty amazing, huh? And so that's what people want to hear. They want to hear good stuff. They want to hear positive stuff. I mean, more. And there are so many people who listen to talk radio, and you would think they get tired of wallowing in all the negativity and the angst. And I mean, do you agree with me? Look, you're nodding your head, so it sounds like
well,
you
yeah,
agree
people,
with me.
Yeah, definitely get a little caught up in that.
Yeah, and why don't they just chill out? And Dave Allen's got he's got the formula. So does pharmacist Ben. They're both really positive people, and they refuse to buy into that garbage. What's bothering me? I'm just so irritated that I could explode. It was an email that I got Wednesday of this week. That was July 7th at 10:51 a.m. It was sent to me. It was forwarded to me by our general manager, Michael Olson, whose program you just finished, you know, producing and listeners finished hearing. And I'm going to read you a short email that he received and his short response to that email right after we start the show on your favorite radio station.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Yeah, get up and go. What the hell are you doing still in bed? Ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Saturday special on KSCO AM 1080. It's MZ and Nikki at the controls. We're going to be with you, keeping you company, amusing you, entertaining you, occupying your time from now right up until 12 noon. What are you going to do afterwards? Well, I know what I'm going to do 3 hours afterwards. I'll tell you about it in a minute here.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Now, normally we would have the promo, but there is no promo. I heard you play a new promo from Billy.
Yeah, Billy made it, generic one.
Wasn't even asked to do that. What a
fine gentleman,
fine young man mm-hmm. Billy is, despite what everybody says. You know? Yeah. I mean, I hear that Saturday special music, and I said I didn't make a promo this week.
Oh yeah,
because I had nothing to promo. I was too busy. With, you know, having our visiting royalty, pharmacist Ben, and,
right.
You know, here in town. You did not go to the event, to either of the events that we've had Thursday night or Friday night, right?
No, I didn't.
And I won't make you feel bad.
Thank you.
I'll just...
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. But for those of you who missed the event, I'll make you feel bad by telling you shouldn't have missed it. It was a terrible thing to miss. But there is hope. We're trying all kinds of different things because we want to overexpose Ben Fuchs. We want to jam him down everybody's throats simply because he's a brilliant, positive, wonderful person with so much information. And he's not in it for the money. He's in it to share. He's in it to share his knowledge. And his voracious reading appetite with every... Now, Pharmacist Ben is actually staying at my place for the few days that he's here. And I had a hard time getting through my own house because with Pharmacist Ben comes a lot of baggage. And it's more books than you can imagine. I mean, he's such a voracious reader. I think he reads about 2 books an hour. And that's why he knows so much on so many topics, not just health and nutrition and pharmacy and so forth. There are so many different sides to pharmacist Ben. So, and, you know, he and I were having a discussion this morning. So are you coming down to be on the program? He says, well, I might come down, but I don't want to be on the program. There's too much exposure of me. And I said, Ben, I'm the last person who wants to urinate in my own well. You know, I'm the last person who wants to wreck KSCO by overexposing anybody. But the fact is, people are judging by the reaction on Thursday night, we expected, I don't know, 10 or 12 people. And we had about 125 people. And the fire marshal had to, we were afraid that the fire marshal was going to cite us here at the Pacific Cultural Center. Because the word is spread, and every time Ben comes to town and makes a talk, he is so charismatic. He is so powerful. And I understand that from the Salinas, there were some people at Salinas yesterday at his talk who were there for his talk a month ago on June 3rd. who were 20 pounds lighter. I mean, 20 pounds lighter in a month and 2 or 3 days. And it blew Ben away. It was really, it's just, all I did was listen to what you said and started changing my diet. And it was amazing. So anyhow, what we're going to be doing today, thanks to the kindness of Dr. Future and Agent Sun, his lovely better half, is we're going to be putting on an oceanfront elixir mixer. With pharmacist Ben Fuchs and me. Now, I probably shouldn't have told you I'm going to be there because now you might not go. But just forget that. The audience will disregard that last statement from MZ. Okay, just this is with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, okay? And it's hosted by Dr. Future, an ecolutionary agent for our friends and KSCO fans. Saturday, July 10th, that's today, at 3 p.m. And I'm reading from the homepage of our KSCO.com website, and then it says click to download invitation. Now, we know that there might be one or two people listening to KSCO who don't have or use a computer for whatever reason. But because we... most people do use a computer and the internet. They can go to ksco.com and read all about the Oceanfront Mixer and download the invitation, which is a single page with a couple of nice pictures, and it gives the location. And I'll just tell you so you don't have to do it, mainly because the damn thing doesn't seem to be downloading. Anyhow, what's going on here? Is it our internet connection? Anyhow, it's going to be at Aptos Beach. And you know where you go down, like where the Cafe Rio is, that area where you circle around, and then you go on Beach Drive. You go on Beach Drive, maybe halfway down to the end where you get to see Lifeguard Station 7, Lifeguard Tower 7. And it'll be on the beach, and it's going to be a real informal get together with Pharmacist Ben. We've never done anything like that. Every time he comes to town, we like to do something a little different and attract a different audience, and the audience grows and grows because so many times the people from the previous audience, they call their friends and they say, hey, you got to hear this guy, he's amazing, and so forth. So that's what we're going to be doing today, starting at 3 o'clock. We made it 3 o'clock because we wanted to give the weather plenty of chance to clear here. And it's only 10:17 and a half, and it is still foggy here at KSCO Central, but we hope that it will clear up. All right, it's an open mic program today. We can talk about things that you want to talk about in the news, or we might have some change in programming, some changes in program. KSCO is a very fluid radio station, as you know. There might be some major changes coming up, but that's all I'll say for right now. I teased you earlier about the email that really, really disturbed me, and I will read it to you. And it's from Charles, and it was addressed to MO@KSCO. That's Michael Olson, who's our general manager. As the director of marketing, I wanted to inform you of the subject is K-2nd. As the director of marketing, doesn't say where or of what, I wanted to inform you of what a K-2nd is. That is the fraction of a second in which it takes to turn the channel when I hear the voice of that anti-American racist fascist. And as the owner of three local businesses, again, doesn't say which businesses, I could not imagine advertising on your station, and I look forward to the day when your garage full of pills and infomercials no longer support her vain rhetoric. And it's signed Charles L. Who the hell is Charles L? Wouldn't you think a person who feels so strongly about my mother and her commentaries would have the common decency and guts to put his own name on the email? So that we could actually we could respond just by hitting reply. And that's what Michael Olson did, our wonderful diplomatic general manager. And here's what he said. And this, all of this was forwarded to me, because none of this was sent to me by the by Charles L. He says, Charles, thank you for expressing your thoughts, though we wish you would do so on the air, which is really what we hope everyone, including owner Kay Zwirling, will do on our local radio station. By talking things out, instead of keeping them bottled up, perhaps we can come to know each other. And it's signed up Michael Olson, KSCOKOMY, 831-475-1080. Okay. Oh, my God. I admire Michael's composure and professionalism. I can't admire my own, because if I would have answered this, and I suppose I could, and I suppose I am right now on the radio in a manner answering this, I wouldn't have been so diplomatic. What is it that bothers me about that letter? What is it? Do you have any idea, Nikki, what bothers me about that letter?
My initial thought was that he's throwing the, you know, baby out with the bathwater kind of thing. Like, oh, I don't like this portion, so I'm not going to listen to you at all. You know, that's just it's absolutely.
Well,
to me, it's immature and kind of contradictory, because not everybody's going to agree with everything your mom says. And there's plenty of good things that this station brings besides your mom's commentaries.
I don't think he was trashing the radio station. He was basically saying on, in a fraction of a second, he turns the station off. And presumably he turns it back on again.
Well, his last insult was to the pill garage, I want it shut down. So mm-hmm. He did. He basically said this whole thing should shut down because of your mom's commentaries. You know, at the end, he says that.
Okay. Well, you know what?
That's why initially.
Well, it's very interesting. I wonder if other people. We're going to put out the phone number 479-1080. It doesn't bother what bothers you, Nikki, doesn't bother me at all. Doesn't bother me at all. Believe it or not. He's got a right to his opinion. If he doesn't like what Kay says, he doesn't have to. And he certainly doesn't have to listen to the radio station. I can't be resentful towards that. I'm resentful about one thing, and very, very angry and irritated, almost irrationally so. It's so ridiculous that I would let this bother me so much. But I do. It just hits me the wrong way. You haven't hit it. You haven't hit on it. I think we got a caller. Do we have a caller? Okay, yeah, Annalise.
Yes, this is Annalise.
Yeah, what is it? So, do you know what bothers me about that?
Well, I'm not here to be a psychoanalyst, but I would say if someone spoke that way of my mother and I was close to my mother, I would find that totally out of keeping with any kind of civilized behavior or speech. And would it upset me that it was directed towards my mother? You love your mother quite
everybody
obviously.
Everybody knows what I think of my mom. I think of my mom,
I know
what most
mother,
of the listeners of KSCO think of her. You know?
Well, and I know your mother myself, and she's unmeriting of that kind of comment. You know, if somebody said to you that your mother was a skunk or a lion, what would you think?
The person has a right to their opinion, and that they're full of bleep, and I would disagree.
So I mean,
but understand.
No,
you're
no.
not getting it either. Nobody seems to get it. I actually alluded to it.
Actually, there was a reason why I asked that question.
Okay.
And just don't get so heated that we can't proceed.
Okay.
Okay. Somebody said something really disdainful, similar to what was said to your mother once when I was not campaigning, but I was actually just standing for signatures against nuclear armament. And they told me I was a communist, and they threw me actually physically into the street, into oncoming traffic.
Whoa.
Now, I didn't die. Fortunately,
clearly.
I fell, but only because traffic stopped was I not run over. But I was very upset, and I called my grandaunt, and she said if they call, and I was very upset that in my community where I lived, I was being called a communist, not just by the original person, but by other people standing around. And I'm not a communist. But my grandaunt said, if they called you a lion, would you get upset? And I suddenly thought, it doesn't apply, does it? And that's the part that whatever is upsetting you, I think part of it is your filial feeling for your mother, and
sure.
that's very reasonable.
Sure.
I would be very upset if it was somebody hurling totally derogatory and undeserved comments at someone I loved.
Yeah, which of course is true here. Yeah.
I am very protective, as I know you are.
Right.
And I have a sense of justice, and I know you do too. And that crosses the boundary. But the other point is, it really defines who that person is. And they further define themselves as such a coward they can't even sign
you
their name.
You hit the nail on the head.
That's why.
Why did it take everybody so long to? That's what bothered. The rest of it doesn't bother me. The rest of it probably doesn't even bother my mother.
No.
You know, when you get on the radio and you take a controversial stand on things, you need to expect stuff like this.
Okay.
But why is it that just about everyone who hurls critiques at my mom,
uh-huh.
refuses to, doesn't have the balls.
They're a coward.
They're cowardly. And that's what bugs the hell out of me.
There's another aspect of this that I think you should look at just for your own edification, internal edification. And that is when people say things to me, when people use language that I find totally over the top, totally vulgar, totally out of keeping. They don't even know me, and they may just say things. You know what it does? It defines them. It does not define me. It identifies and defines them. This man is such a coward that the only thing he will do is give you his first name because there are blue zillion Charles in the
world. I am
hoping
that Charles is listening.
And I'm hoping.
And I think Olson is incredible.
And
how,
by
he
the
can,
way,
how he can respond this way when I would have said, Charles, you sick, lying sack
see,
of bleep.
Now you're doing the same
you know?
Thing that he is
I
doing.
I know.
But
no, I'm not doing the same thing he's doing because
Charles,
he knows and everybody knows who I am.
I know, but
and
look
when
at,
I feel like telling it like it is, like my mother does, I'm proud to let people know who I am. And this guy's just a coward, as
he's
you say.
Just a
and
coward.
That's what bothers me. I think everything is cool if people want to disagree with what they hear on the radio station. I think that makes it for good radio. People calling and just, oh, you're a breath of fresh air. I like everything you say, and Kay is the greatest. I think that makes for boring radio. This would have been good if he would have had the guts to say to sign it.
By the
it's
way,
so
the reason
typical.
Why your mother is refreshing is not because it's not boring. It's because she is willing to stand up and say things that a lot of people think and don't know where or how to say it. She says it well.
All they need to do is call this station,
without,
like you're doing now.
No, but I'm saying when your mother makes her political statements, she's making statements a lot of people wished they knew where and how to say it as well as she does.
Okay.
Someone who disagrees and then hides behind the anonymity of his own name has no courage, and therefore, you know what? If it takes him a case, minute, or whatever, a second, to turn off the radio, first of all, I don't believe him, because he wouldn't be hearing her messages if he was turning off the radio.
Yeah.
And secondly, good.
Okay.
You don't
all
need his support.
Annalise, we have jammed phone lines. We have jammed phone lines. Thank you very much for being...
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, thank you. So thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
Look forward to hearing from you again. Here's Ken on Highway 101. Ken, you're on KSCO.
Hey, thanks for having me. Can you hear me real good?
Sure, I hear you fine.
All right. Yeah, you know, a while ago you used to have this little promo about stupid people not being allowed on KSCO.
Oh, yeah. Do we have that, Nikki? Do you have that somewhere? Well,
you
we do.
You know, you haven't been playing that for a while. I think, along with what the last caller has been saying, these stupid people are starting to listen again.
Yeah, that's I have no one but myself to blame for that. I don't mind. Like I said, I welcome new listeners, and I don't mean to imply that people who disagree with Kay or me are stupid. It's not that way at all.
Oh, I know.
We just don't want stupid people listening to KSCO.
Yeah, and you know,
regardless of where they a lot of people who are not conservative or anti-conservative are pretty intelligent. They're just not very bright.
And when they write you emails or write to the station and they don't put their name to what they are writing, that
Yes, that
because
is very stupid.
If they do not agree with anything that the radio station is putting out, regardless of who the host is at the time...
We invite them. We don't screen anybody out. Well, we do screen stupid people out. We do. I have to correct that.
They should be able to be smart enough to stand up for what they believe.
That's right. That's right. And maybe they doubt their own intelligence, but maybe that's the reason that they don't sign their name.
Right. And that's what gets you, I think that what partly gets you is because they're not standing up the same way that Kay is.
Yeah. Ken, I am so happy you called.
The other callers are stand up either to go against your host that you have on the radio, and I've called in and talked with Corey Gold and agreed with him 100%, and I tried to take the other side, disagree with him, and it was hard for me.
Oh.
And I do that with...
Well, because that's not your natural state.
Right, but it is still good fun and entertainment, and I noticed that when people that agree with the host and try to call in to take the other side, you get more callers.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. And one thing I have found, and I've talked about this before on the Saturday special, in the first 3 or 4 years, it was relatively easy to get competent and articulate spokespeople from all sides of a controversial subject to appear in the studio. Now it's impossible. We don't even try because it's just too hard. One or the other of the people are always chicken bleep. You know, they're just plain chicken bleep. And it's so sad. It's so sad. We used to. That's why our station is deteriorating. It's not as fascinating. Not the station. The Saturday special. Put it that way. Is deteriorating, and I'm the first to admit it. I think it's sad, but I think it's great that Corey is putting out great. And the What's Left people, most of them are doing a very, very good job. Brad Kava, Mike Samet. Dave Michaels, Dr. Future, and his group of and the agents who are with him, and I hope you will come to our beach party today, to our Elixir Mixer with pharmacist Ben Fuchs at Aptos Beach at 3 o'clock. Will you? Even though
that I won't be able to do due to the fact that I have a outing plan with just me and my two boys.
Yeah.
And it's just a father and son outing this afternoon.
Okay, that's a good excuse, and I graciously accept that.
Well,
but thank you, Ken. Enjoy. Thanks. We are so honored to have you as a listener to KSCO.
Well, thanks.
And a caller as well.
And also one last thing for about the Saturday special.
Yeah.
What I like about it is the fact that you host it.
Yeah.
Not sometimes the content of the Saturday special, but the fact that the owner or co-owner is on the radio and anyone can call in and talk to the owner.
Yeah.
No other radio station that I've ever listened to my entire life has done that.
Well, we have nothing to hide.
Oh, I know. And
we don't think our doesn't stink. We know.
Oh.
We're just plain old people.
Oh yeah. And we can call and talk to you off the air. Say, I don't like that button. This is why, and that's it. Goodbye. And
yeah.
And let it go at that.
Yeah.
I mean, they can do that with you, but they know you're going to be there between 10 and noon on Saturday.
Yeah. Well.
And.
Thank you.
Other radio stations don't have that. That's one thing I like about KSDL.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You have a great day with your boys, okay?
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Yep.
Rory in Watsonville, you know what's bugging me.
Yeah, I mean...
What is bugging me?
Well, it was the cowardice of the writer, and he doesn't have the courage of his convictions. So
yeah.
I put cowards like that, I group them in with looters.
Yeah.
Same category. So
yeah,
that's all.
Maybe Charles L in quotes will have the guts to call. If he's listening to the Saturday special, he may or may not. There is a different audience. I would welcome the call from Charles L.
I'll bet you that's not even his name, and I bet he doesn't own businesses.
Yeah.
I think he's throwing rocks. So, but anyway, don't let it get to you. Just consider the source and, you know, move on.
Okay.
Here.
All righty. Thank you, Rory and Watsonville. Here's Alex in Santa Cruz. Hey, Alex. Welcome to KSCO.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
It's pretty foggy out here in Aptos, too.
Oh, it's dreadful.
Hopefully the sun breaks through.
Oh, I hope so.
You got to put a smile on your face, man. It seems like it's somewhat like a, I don't know how to say it, but like a, this show is in some ways like journalism, right? We talk about topics and what's going on in the world. And,
yeah. We can do that if you want.
Try to be somewhat objective. I mean, the whole, you know, calling people names, calling people stupid. I hope I don't sound too stupid saying this, but I think in a way that would definitely turn off people who aren't accustomed to speaking on the air. And I think you and your mother and people in the radio station, they have a public position. They're public figures. And, I mean, did you reply to the email and invite him on the show to discuss this? Or?
You know what? That's what I would have. Yeah, that's what I should have done. And I have not. So I will do that.
I feel like it's really
I will do that.
Really very, very subjective to chastise this guy on
the air without even inviting him. You're
to
right.
Have a discussion.
I'm not being as bad, but because I, you know, I'm not hiding who I am. That's what I think is really bad. People taking a strong position on something. It's not the strong position that's bad.
He didn't take it on the air, though. He sent someone an email, which they could have replied to, right?
Yeah. And Michael did. I read his reply, and he was. And you probably heard that, right?
I heard that. I didn't actually get to hear the letter that was sent.
Okay, here's the letter. The subject is K Second, and it was sent to our general manager, Michael Olson. As the director of marketing, I want to inform you of what a K second is. That is the fraction of a second in which it takes to turn the channel when I hear the voice of that anti-American racist fascist. And as the owner of three local businesses, I could not imagine advertising on your station. And I look forward to the day when your garage full of pills and infomercials no longer support her vain rhetoric.
Yeah, that's very, very negative. But I think, too, just the repeating of it and the chastising of this person without inviting him on the air.
Well, I did invite him on the air. That's what I said. I'm hoping he comes on, you know, and doesn't have to come down to the station.
You can email him right now. Everyone's got those Blackberries and stuff now. Maybe he'll tune in. I have, you know, very different opinions to some of your callers, Corey Gold, and to your mother and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes there's a lot of subjectivity I've been hung up on a couple times, just disconnected.
Oh, that's
not able
because
to call back.
Because you disagreed with the host?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of things with Israel and stuff, you know, Zionism and stuff like that.
Now, wait a minute. Now, that is a hot button, I will admit.
I know. I understand it's a hot button, but I feel like to have a really intriguing, you know, discussion with someone, we need to have respect for people and just calling people stupid and this and that.
No.
I want the stupid people listening to your show, especially
Alex,
if it's an enlightening show.
Wait just a second, Alex. How long have you been listening to the station?
About 4 years.
Okay. And do you know, have you listened to this show? I'm on typically on this show, the Saturday special. Once in a great while, I'll fill in for someone.
Yeah, I called in when the whole debacle with Biden and Israel was going on, and there was a lot of, you know, really heated rhetoric going on, and it seems like there's a lot of contradictory ideas, you know, like the previous caller was protesting nuclear arms. But then at the same time, you know, we have so many very, very diverse and complicated issues going on that we really should try our best to take the emotional responses out of the discussion, because it's really hard to have these discussions, especially when people disagree with each other. And when you combine, you know, your ethnicity, your spirituality, your political beliefs, these things become very, very difficult subjects to talk about. And I think, you know, calling people names and chastising people, you know, you may want to do that and go in a room and just scream and yell and say all the bad names and then come out and take a big deep breath and get back on the air, because we need to come together as a country and as people, and, you know, that's one of the things that
Alex,
make our country
Alex,
beautiful.
Have I ever reacted negatively to you?
No, not at all.
I think what you're saying now is about stupid
people calling, and I was nervous even to call.
Well, the reason I asked you how long you've been listening is you know, if you've been listening for 4 years and don't realize that it's my sort of odd sense of humor, You know?
No, I like your dry humor, you know?
How can we enforce, you know, stupid people, how can we have a rule that stupid people are not allowed to listen to KS? How could we enforce it, literally, really?
I'm going to put a plug for this movie, The Story of Stupidity.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
You should Google it. It's awesome.
All right.
It's really funny. Just stupidity and what does that mean? And there's so many different, you know. Well, good luck today in your barbecue. I hope the sun comes out.
Will you come?
I'm actually working this afternoon, so taking my
call in sick. Everybody else does. Why don't you?
Yeah, I love your Let's Go Fishing program, too. I got to put a plug out for that one. Thursdays at 7. Everyone should listen because that's an awesome show if you want to get out there and catch some fish.
I want to make sure that you understand that I really appreciate your call today, and you and I are totally on the same wavelength. And about calling people names, the only reason I called him a name, like a lying sack of bleep or a twisted and sick sack of bleep, is obviously because of what he said about my mom, which I totally disagree. But the real reason is because the guy didn't have the balls to say who he is.
Yeah,
why does he throw the rock
really, really
and hide?
Strong
why does he throw
he
the rock
didn't get
and hide
on the air.
Hands?
He didn't get on the air and say something like that and then hang up. He actually emailed, you know, a program director. You know, I would email him back, you know, maybe take a couple minutes to clear your head and then email him back and invite him on the show and at least give him the chance.
You're
know,
absolutely right. Okay, I blew it. And I should, instead of getting upset, I should say, come on board, you know, and just, and say
just
your real name.
Peek your head out the window. Well,
suppose he says okay. Suppose he said okay, he or she. Suppose he or she said okay, but wanted to use, you know, not his or her real name.
Should I just
get over that whole idea?
Because he's not a public figure. You know, a lot of people, you guys, that's what you guys do. You guys are public, you know, you're radio talk show people. And I feel like that as the public, they have a right to have an anonymity because, you know, people, especially if he is a business owner and stuff. I mean, you know, working in business, you know, you don't, you know, religion and politics, if you want to lose customers, that's what you want to talk about because, you know what I mean? You guys are almost feeding on a totally opposite idea than a lot of businesses operate on. If you run a coffee shop, you really don't want to be voicing your political views because half of the people may not come to your coffee shop. You know?
Okay. All right.
Hey, well, thanks a lot for the show.
Alex, great call. Thank you so much. Kay in Capitola. Kay in Capitola. You're on KSCO.
Hey, MC, this is Kat in Capitola. I saw you yesterday at the coffee shop.
Oh, Kat. Oh, yeah, that Kat. How are you, Kat?
I'm doing great, MC. Great.
For people who don't know Kat was a sergeant of arms. She is the person who... Without Kat at Pharmacist Ben's meeting that Dave Allen put on Thursday, it would have been just a disaster. I mean, you sort of kept the place going. So anyhow, Kat.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, you know, it's hard for me too not to have my blood boil when I hear somebody say something really, I don't know, so hateful about Kay. And it's okay to disagree with somebody. You know, it's fine to disagree with somebody, but there's so few places.
If there was ever anybody who is not anti-American and a racist fascist, it's my mom.
Exactly. And that's one of the things I love about the station. There's not enough places where you can tune in or read about in Santa Cruz that are more of a conservative ilk, shall we say, where you can wave your flag and say, I'm proud to be an American. And usually when I hear Kay's messages, I'm like, right on, Kay, thank you, because you just don't read that in the Sentinel. You don't hear people talking about that downtown. It's like for those of us who wave the flag and are proud to be Americans and proud of our troops and what they do for us, it's like, okay. Well, the other point about this Larry guy or Michael L, whatever, whoever he is.
Yeah, Charles L, yeah.
He should have left his name. He probably doesn't want to because he's afraid of losing business. And he's right, because if I knew where his three businesses were, I would not want to patronize him. And
so you're giving me a very good reason for him.
I have the right to do that, you know, but I think it's pretty chicken, you know what, not to leave his name. What's he afraid of? He can throw darts at
Well, you just said what he's afraid of. You just said when he's afraid.
I guess so. But he wants your building to burn down, KSCO, with all the supplies in it and the minerals. That can blow up. That's okay, but we have to be respectful of his businesses.
You know, no, I'm not sorry. Sure. I didn't really take it that way. He says, I look forward to the day when your garage full of pills and infomercials no longer support her vain rhetoric. I don't know what that means. Does that mean that he wants the garage full of pills to go away, or
he took some of those good supplements? He'd be of a better mind. You know, he wouldn't be so hateful.
Now now there's some. Yeah, Charles L. You really should get on auto ship for some of our supplements, particularly the B vitamins.
Some CDs or something. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's anyway, good luck with the sun. I hope it comes out. I hope you make it down there.
Great. Yeah. And by the way,
get down there. Yeah. You know, he's worried about getting down there.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be there. In fact, he wanted to comment on the K thing, presumably. It was on our secret phone line that only he knows. And he hung up. So I don't know what happened. But anyhow, thank you, Kat, for calling.
All right, MC.
Steve and Salinas, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air, Steve.
Hello.
Hey. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah. just because you don't agree with someone doesn't mean you should. You know, the other guy, that Alex guy, and, yeah, I agree with a lot of what he said, but the name-calling, I mean, racist, fascist, whatever, you know, un-American.
Yeah.
There's been commentaries I've heard your mom do that it's like, well, okay, yeah, I can see her point, but, you know, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but... Hey, that's what a commentary is. It's someone's opinion.
That's exactly right.
And what is wrong with that? I mean, you know, if Charles L. or whatever the heck his name is wants to come on here with an opposing viewpoint, why can't he do that?
Okay, does anybody know out there who Charles L. might be?
I have no clue.
No, here's a clue. Here's a clue. If anybody out there, listen, if anybody here recognizes Easy Money... this is the actual email address.
Okay.
Easy Money in lowercase at elgatito.com. ELGATITO.com. Easy Money at ELGATITO.com. I can't do this. I'm doing a radio show. In fact, I didn't even get the email. I'd have to sit and compose a new email right now. Maybe I could do it during the break. But why doesn't everybody who is near a computer and it's convenient for you to get on the computer, shoot an email to easymoney@elgatito.com and say, come on. Have a little balls and call 479-1080 and get on with MZ and proudly say who you are.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, let's do that, okay? See what happens. All right,
The other thing, though, is I listen to your station all through the day, and my only complaint is sometimes that, because what does she do, a weekly new one?
Typically, yeah. Once in a while, right. When she gets all fired up about something, there might be two in a week, but that's not...
Well, my only complaint is that, you know, okay, I've already heard this, like, 27 times, because, like...
I see what you're saying.
...all day.
Yeah.
And if maybe you could, like, think about rotating, like, the last three or something, so that it's not always the same one, because there are times where it's like, you know what? I've already heard this. I heard it, an hour and a half ago or whatever.
Right.
You know, so sometimes I just, you know, I don't necessarily change the
wonderful
station, but it's
wonderful,
like,
constructive suggestion, Steve and Salinas. Thank you so much.
I
think we should definitely think. I think that's a great idea. What do you guys think out there? 479-1080. Is Steve right on? I've heard other people say that, too. I don't think anybody's ever called the program and suggested it on the air, but... I have heard other people say that they're great, but I get sick of it because so many people. KSCO has in what we call in the industry a very high TSL, time spent listening.
Right.
So many people besides yourself, you know, keep us tuned in many hours a day, not just a little bit here and a little bit there. There are people who do that also.
And I heard last weekend, I think, because there was some kind of glitch, the thing didn't record, and your mom did it over the phone.
Oh, yes.
And because of the glitch, they did like an encore presentation of something that was run like maybe 3 years ago or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe once in a while, you don't have to do it every time, but just once in a while, throw one of those in there.
I think that's a good suggestion because I think there are more. I don't know. I can tell you the reason that they put it on so many times, the same one, and keep it on for a week, because they want to make sure everybody in the audience hears it.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. You don't have to do it every time, but maybe, you know, every third one or something could be the one from the week before, or maybe one from 2005 or whatever, you know?
Okay.
And like I say, I will always listen to your mom's commentaries, and whether I agree with them or not, you know, that's... Because there's times where it's like, well, she's a little over the top, but I'll check it out, you know. But I'm not going to call up and say, your mom's a fascist, racist, you know, whatever.
Someone else said that to me this week in person at the farmer's market in Santa Cruz.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much the same. Now, that person was, I said, what is your name? And she told me what her name was. So I don't like what she said about my mom, and I totally disagree with her, but there's some degree of respect that I have because she didn't hide. And she didn't tell your business who I am. You know?
But, you know, everybody is entitled to their opinion, and I will listen to your mom's opinion. And, yeah, I might not totally agree. There's times where I'm like, right on Mike's mom, you know.
Steve, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Okay, great suggestion. Stan and Aptos, welcome to KSCO on the Saturday special. You are on the air. Are you nervous?
Hi, Mike. Hi. No, actually, the last caller almost stole what I was going to say. You know, if you've ever watched Greg Gutfeld on Red Eye in the evening.
Yeah, once in a while.
And he does his what's it called, the little section he does, and he ends it with, and if you don't agree with me, you're a lying fascist homophobe.
Yeah. Anyhow, so Steve and Salinas didn't steal all of your thunder, just part of it.
Right. No.
What part
didn't
he steal?
No. That's pretty much what I want to say. And by the way, the Cafe Rio did bite the dust.
Yeah. But everybody, most people know where the Cafe Rio is, and that you drive about, you drive past it when you go around, you know, in that little rounded parking area, to circle around and go backwards on Aptos Beach Drive once you drop down that steep hill going into Aptos Beach area. I want to see as much of the Saturday special and KSCO audience there as and it'll be a great, even if we're kidding around about the fog, even if the damn fog doesn't clear, it's going to be a great event and it's going to be free. And go to the website. Apparently they've started charging for parking there. I don't know how they would do that because it's not at Seacliff Beach. You know, there you got to go past a kiosk and that's where they collect the money. I don't know how they collect it, but apparently Agent Sun said this is a relatively new thing. You got to pay some sort of parking fee to get in there unless you park outside and walk in to tower number 7.
I live nearby, so I'll bike right over.
Yeah. And be sure to introduce yourself to Ben and to me and to Dr. Future and Agent Sun and all the rest of the gang.
Well,
that's starting 3:00 today. And if you want to get the actual invitation and print it out, just go to our homepage at ksco.com. It's the Elixir Mixer, and it's free. And click on the download, and you should download and print out the invitation. For some reason, okay. All right, thank you, Stan. Appreciate it. Here's Steve in Monterey. Thank you for calling the KSCO Saturday Special, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey,
you had a caller a few calls back that said, you know, that you couldn't discuss these sorts of things and political topics and, you know, controversial issues in a coffee shop. Well, your motto should be, this ain't no coffee shop, because the idea is, this is the free exchange of ideas and opinions, and if somebody gets their undies in a twist over something, they shouldn't start throwing darts just because they don't like what's going on. I think it's a matter of maybe writing, you know, I've written you emails a couple times. In fact, you were trolling once for compliments on your voice on the radio, and I wrote you and said, I thought you bought a new microphone, but you did sound better. So, you know, there's a
did
way.
I really do that?
Pardon?
Did I really do
that?
Yeah,
you actually were asking for compliments on your voice. And I was like, well, yeah, he is aging, and he sounds good. So, and he's a radio guy, so why not?
God, that's disgusting.
No, it's not. It's
a freaking ego sandbox this is. I got on the radio to call and talk and tell me about my voice.
No, you wanted to know if you actually
I'm always complimenting Nikki on her sexy voice and that everybody compliments. It's just a great radio voice that I told her she should she said, figure out a way to clone and sell, and she'd become very, very wealthy.
But see, that's one of the selling points of KSCO. You've got people on there who are instantly recognizable, who have what you would consider at one time a, quote, radio voice or an FM voice,
yeah.
And that's an asset. You want to have that. You don't want to have a host on there that's talking for 20 minutes and you're scratching your head going, now, who is that?
Who is the worst voiced host we have on this station?
The worst voiced?
Yeah.
I think because of the not because there's any deficiency, but I think Corey Gold is a little nasal for me. I think we need to get him a microphone or get him an EQ and fatten up the mid range a little bit there. He's a little bit squeaky.
Okay. Okay.
I like what he says, but it's a little bit it's attenuated towards the high end there a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. All right.
So he needs a subwoofer.
We can do a little EQ with him.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a wonderful positive suggestion.
But somebody like Nikki James does have one of those instantly recognizable voices, and that's a huge asset because you're dealing with a community of people like you say. You've got a high listener. Retention.
Our biggest problem is that too many people don't know about us. Once that people find out about us, they usually get hooked. Well, and by the way, let me use that opportunity to put out to everyone who's listening to KSCO who likes us or hates us and doesn't like us at all, to tell all of your friends about KSCO AM 1080 and just tune in, just anytime, and chances are they'll find something that's unusual.
Well, it's kind of like eavesdropping at a local bar or something, or where you get to hear what's kind of going. You're hearing what's going on in the world. You don't necessarily have to participate. You can if you want to, but yeah. You can enjoy yourself. But for somebody that writes a kind of a snipey, nasty letter, that was really kind of unwarranted. And to say that I've got three businesses. Well, maybe you should buy have just one good one. So.
Okay. Hey, thank you much, Monterey Steve. Appreciate it. And thank you for calling the This Ain't No Coffee Shop radio station.
Yeah. Bye.
Appreciate it. Here comes Nina in Capitola. Nina. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
God bless. Thank you. I just wanted to make a note and say that I'm sorry that person didn't put the name and hopefully he'll hear your comments and he will call in to speak with you, and I'm sure he will change his mind.
Yeah. Oh. Well, yeah, especially if the person, we do have the email address from that person. We do have the email address. Again, it's easymoney@eljatito, ELGATITO.com. And yeah. I can use as much help as I can. When I get some time, I'm going to take the caller's suggestion, which I should have done instead of getting all bent out of shape that he didn't leave his name. I should have just clicked reply and say, hey, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
And, I should have done that.
Well, I appreciate the time that you give to people, and you're very professional, very sincere.
Thank you for saying that, but that's one thing I've never been called before is professional. But thank you for calling me professional, Nina.
And I'm sorry, I was one of the people who thought that you were racist, and I apologize for that. Once I spoke with you and I got a chance.
And the reason you at one time thought I was racist was why?
Well, see, the topic you picked. You picked the topic of the person who was very. Actually, the email. It wasn't email. It was the comment on.
It was something I found on the internet about Mexicans and babies being Mexican baby making machines or something, right? And that a lot of people, you weren't the only one who found that offensive. I found it sort of offensive, but I thought it was interesting, and I put it out. I said, now, is there any truth to this?
Yeah.
And the fact that I even read it, I guess, made some people, yourself included, think that I was probably a little racist. Why would I even pass it along?
Well, but thank you so much for having such a good station and a variety of people.
Now, listen, I visited your shop the other day in Capitola. And what's the address in Capitola, if you want to give
it? The address is 421B Capitola Avenue.
Okay.
It's right across the police station, and I have a small, tiniest Persian rug shop that I have authentic Persian rugs. And I would love to have anyone that would like to come in for a Persian tea and look at my rugs.
You better watch out what if too many people come for the Persian tea?
I would hope so.
And what if they just come for the Persian tea and don't care about the Persian rugs?
That would be okay, too.
It would be okay?
That would be okay.
Are you sure you want to say that on the 10,000-watt radio station, Nina?
I don't know.
Well, but I don't know. Maybe the jury, do you think the jury should disregard that last statement from Nina?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, whatever.
I have someone working. All right.
All right.
Thanks
for calling.
So nice to talk to you. You're welcome, Michael. God
okay.
bless. Take care.
Bye-bye. There goes Nina and Capitol. And we have open phone lines for the first time this hour. Not a single person on. And we have some commercials that we just ran right over. What kind of a radio station doesn't take a commercial break when it should? I guess this one. Well, we can make them up next hour, right, Nikki? Yeah, we can do that. And there's two people calling right now. We're going to take them without. We'll take one of them. Three people. Four people. Who's this on the radio? Hello?
Oh, hey, MC.
Yeah, who's this?
My name's Nikki. I'm calling from Salinas. I was just going to give a little off-air comment, not to be anonymous or anything.
Okay.
But I didn't think it necessarily needed saying over the air.
Well, you're on the air now, so.
Okay.
Just fair warning.
I do want to support you, and I do want to take you to task a little bit for flagellating yourself earlier about saying that the Saturday special quality is going downhill.
Yeah, because we can't. What the Saturday special was always supposed to be was a controversial crossfire with competent and articulate people on both or all sides of an issue, or an entrepreneurial success story. We haven't done any of them. I mean, it's very difficult to do the former these days.
Well, I think if that's the case, then, you know, okay, maybe it could use a little tweaking or anything. But I always enjoy whatever comes out. If it's, you know, I remember one day you guys did a radio thing, you know, Golden Radio and stuff. And that was awesome.
Oh.
And, you know, when you just take topics up at hand, I think that's Fox very interesting. I mean, that's what your station's all about.
Guess what happened? Guess what just happened?
Over that crippled oil well in the Gulf of Mexico.
No, Fox News came on. It just came on. That was sort of rude. But I think it's time for Fox News to be on KSCO Santa Cruz. Thanks for calling.
But okay.
We'll be back in 6 minutes. Stay with us.
Stopped until crews complete two relief wells, possibly as late as mid-August.
That's Fox's Jonathan Seri reporting from Grand Isle, Louisiana. The feds have been testing seafood from the Gulf of Mexico and say so far it appears to be safe to eat. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says none of the samples of shrimp, grouper, tuna, and other items have been showing unsafe levels of contaminants. The Rio Grande is not known as a rushing river, but today it is, with heavy rains pushing the river to 3 feet above flood stage. In Laredo, Texas, many homes are damaged. Fire Department Captain Eloy Vega took us inside one of those flooded homes.
The watermark I'm measuring here, it's at least 8 feet. So, you know, the ceiling, it's just a foot shy of the ceiling. And all of their belongings, their furniture, mementos, just washed away completely waterlogged here.
No one's been killed in the flooding north of the border, but in Mexico, at least 4 people have died. In Oklahoma City, people in dozens of counties are cleaning up after heavy rains and violent flooding there. This homeowner's garage just floated away.
You knew it was coming. Matter of fact, when our garage went, my husband was watching it on TV. That's how we found out it was gone.
63 counties in Oklahoma remain under a state of emergency. 6 more American service members have died in Afghanistan today. NATO says 5 were killed in attacks in the east and south. The 6th died because of an accidental explosion. A dozen civilians were killed as well. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Stay connected to Fox News Radio for your favorite talk shows, newscasts on the hour and half hour, and the podcasts that take you a step deeper inside of Fox News. Don't miss a single minute of Your World with Neil Cavuto daily by subscribing to the Daily Podcast.
I'm Neil Cavuto.
Get news and insight on Wall Street and other market activities and get a wrap-up of the business news of the day.
Don't tell me about federal programs that stick to their budget. They don't.
It's Cavuto when you want it. And where? air you want. Subscribe now by going to foxnewsradio.com and click on the podcast button for Your World with Neil Cavuto. And check out other Fox News Radio podcasts, including John Gibson's My Word.
Hi, I'm John Gibson. You can get My Word every day for no holds barred opinion on the big stories of the day. Gibson, when and where you want at foxnewsradio.com. Just click on the podcast button.
A major court ruling on gay marriage.
A federal judge in Massachusetts has found a part of the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional. He ruled that states get to define marriage and the federal government doesn't get to pick and choose which married couples it awards benefits to. USC law professor David Cruz says this could all influence the federal judge in California's Prop 8 case.
The judge looked at certain justifications that Congress had offered for excluding same-sex couples from federal benefits, and it said none of these are constitutionally sufficient reasons. Things including responsible procreation.
The judge in California is considering whether to strike down the voter-approved ban on gay marriage. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
The iPhone spot as king of the mountain may not be so secure.
As some users complain of Apple's new iPhone 4 and its lackluster coverage and signal quality, Google's Android operating system is fast catching up. In its latest survey on mobile subscriber market share, ComScore reporting that the BlackBerry remains the favorite in the hands of over 40% of users. Apple's iPhone has almost 25%, but Google's Android is up to 13% from 9 earlier this year. Apple reigns champ in terms of mobile apps, with over 250,000 available for download in their store, but developers are slowly leaning towards Google, which is easier to access and popping up in more devices across all cell providers. Brett Larson, Fox News Radio.
Any human companion of a cat knows for a feline to offer a gift of a freshly killed mouse or bird, well, it's an honor. Oscar the cat does things a little differently. The Daily Mirror reports the 13-year-old British cat likes to steal items from neighbors' clotheslines, particularly underwear, and leave it for his owners. Oscar's owners call the police to report their little cat burglar, just in case the neighbors were alarmed. If anyone is missing any underpants, Oscar's owners are holding on to them for you. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your Central Coast forecast here for the weekend. Today we got partly cloudy this morning, then it'll hopefully clear up to mostly sunny this afternoon with the high of 74. West-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, and tonight looks like mostly clear with a low of 56. This west-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 74. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out on the Monterey Bay, there's going to be some light winds becoming west 5 to 10 knots this afternoon. The wind weighs less than 2 feet. Northwest swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. And tonight out there, the west winds 5 knots in the evening becoming light. The wind waves will be less than 2 feet with a northwest swell of 2 feet at 9 seconds and patchy fog. On Sunday, we're going to have some light winds becoming west 5 to 10 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet and a west swell less than 2 feet becoming west 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds in the evening. KSCO King of the Hill traffic update. Looks like we did have a little traffic hazard here. This is on Highway 17, and it looks like it's just north of the summit. There is a broken down car blocking the slow lane. And as far as that goes, it looks like there's nothing else major. So if you see something out there, let me know at 475-1080 so I can let everyone else know as well. And I've got some current temperatures here for you, too. We got Monterey at 57. It's 57 in Salinas, and in Watsonville, it's 55. We're at 58 degrees here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. The official time is 11:07 and 5 seconds on this Saturday, July 10th, 2010. And up next, second hour, Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Hey, Nikki, I got a question for you.
Go for it.
How often do people call you at the station here and say, what time is it? When you were doing the weather, I just answered the business line, and someone said, "What time is it?" And I looked at the clock, and I told him, I said, "Thank you." Yep. I mean, are we people's, you know,
everything?
Are we people's official clock?
We're people's everything.
You know,
I
on
get
demand.
All kinds of phone calls.
Why don't they listen to the radio? We give the time enough during.
I know.
Now, I was very courteous to the person, and I hung up, and I said,
"I'm always courteous." But sometimes I hang up and I'm like, really? Nobody has a clock?
Jeez. So that happens a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know it.
Well, you know what?
What? It's okay.
It is okay.
It's what we're here for. Traffic,
it is okay.
Traffic, weather, and time.
When people call us and they ask, well, what's the latest news? Listen to the damn radio station. You don't. We're not your personal secretary to tell you the news. I mean, where does it stop?
I don't know.
All right. We got Sandy in Capitola. We got Ramito Treadway. We've got Evergreen. We've got Scott in Boulder Creek. But we have to officially start hour number two. And we're going to do the commercials that we should have done last hour. And then we're going to do Kay's commentary first and then the commercials. Then we'll get to the phone line. So, you know, all of those people, you know, I'm going to have egg on my face if I don't put you on the air. But it's going to be a few minutes here because we have a world premiere Kay's commentary. Not a world premiere, but a Kay's commentary, right? But first.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show.
All right, whoever's calling on line six, just keep... No, they hung up. Why do people do that? They call and they hang up before we have a chance to answer. What's wrong with you people?
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
If you're just tuning in, Tim Z and Nikki are in the Saturday special. A whole bunch of people want to comment on what happened earlier on the program. And we will be taking all of those calls. But first, we must take care of this item of business.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
While awaiting my turn in the dentist's office last week, I read a compelling story in last month's Reader's Digest, which many of you will find most unusual and interesting. It was written by Michael Crowley. It's titled Phony Farmers, and the author laments how our federal government for many years has foolishly spent billions in tax dollars to frauds who never had hands-on involvement in farming. Furthermore, because of the powerful pressure of lobbyists in federal government, these foolish mistakes are forced to continue to perpetuate. How did this system become so corrupt? And under the circumstances, will it ever be possible to balance our out-of-control federal budget? This astonishing story came to light almost a year ago, when a Miami television station analyzed records of federal farm subsidies paid to South Florida residents. By cross-referencing payments against death notices, the reporter found that at least 234 people listed as deceased were still getting checks from Washington, and some had been dead for over 8 years. Clearly, those government checks are being endorsed by certain entities, most of them new companies. While the original owners of the subsidized small farms were individuals, the present endorsements show that companies now own the farms, which could be large and profitable. According to members of the Heritage Foundation, farm subsidies are America's largest corporate welfare program, also the most irritating. Also, get this, The agricultural industry has 1,200 registered lobbyists in Washington, and they spend $133 million a year to make sure the money keeps flowing. So it looks like this grotesque program will not go away easily. My personal feelings are that lobbyists should be outlawed. They surely were not part of our government when it was born. Their power is grossly unfair, and they pressure those in government who vote in our behalf. In fact, they instruct those who vote. Unfortunately, lobbyists have already become very entrenched and very powerful and may never be removed from the lawmaking process. P.S. How naive of me to think that lobbyists can ever be eliminated from government. I just did a brief research and learned that even presidents-to-be take money from special interests by way of lobbyists. For KSCO, this is Case Whirling.
Thanks, Ma. Okay, before we do a commercial, Sandy and Capitola, thanks for waiting. You're on the air. Sandy.
Yes.
You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
You sure are.
I just want to say, I think your mother is fabulous. And when I found KSCO, I could not believe it was a Santa Cruz station.
Why is that?
Because, the nuts and wackos over here, I mean, at least it's a voice of sanity.
Do you think the nuts and wackos should be listening to KSCO?
Oh, I think they really ought to. But, I think you got an email from one of the nuts and wackos.
Well, at least they're listening.
At least they're listening.
Enough to send an email.
I know it. And that commentary your mom just did then... I mean,
what we just played now.
What you just played. I mean, people ought to be aware of that kind of stuff. I mean, we're being fleeced. But I have a question, and you can answer it off. Has something with the fairness doctrine changed with Obama? Have y'all had to do? I think Corey Gold's introduction to somebody's introduction to their program says that Obama has changed something about it, and I know Obama hates talk radio.
Oh, I think you're talking about
promo.
It's just a promo that Corey. In fact, it was an old promo that Corey and I had lunch yesterday. He was up here, and he took off right after lunch. And one of the things we discussed was that he heard that old promo that he had made, and it was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. You know, do you have it, Nikki? Do you know where that might be? I don't know how easy it is for you to find, but yeah, that was pretty much a spoof.
Okay, I was just curious because, you know, it may sound like a spoof, but, you know, if you're paying attention to what's going on, there are a lot stranger things.
I am a true believer that if Obama had his way, number one, there would be no Israel.
Oh, absolutely.
And number two, there would be no talk radio
in
this country. Or maybe not necessarily in that order, but you know, definitely high up in the priority. No question in my mind.
You know, and I'm not Jewish, uh-huh. But I think our two big allies are Israel and Great Britain.
Yeah, my plan is to make this make Israel the topic of the rest of this program. But we do, God, there's so much to do here.
Well, I'm gonna go. But can you imagine if the Canadians were lobbing missiles into Minnesota?
Yeah.
What we would do? I mean, this is crazy what's going on. So more power to KSCO. I okay. appreciate them.
Thank you. Thanks. Sandy and Capitola.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Appreciate her kind words. We've got Evergreen, Ramito, and Scott, but let's do that commercial break that we should have done last hour here. But it's still part of 10A 3P. You know, it's a day part here in the radio biz. That's a very prime time. You know, even despite the fact that we have the Saturday special here, it is a very, very prime time. So let's go ahead and play those commercials, please. Thank you.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics, voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
You might not be able to say it very easily. Apiary, that's what she said to me. Let me just tell you something about the rest. If you're into bees and beeswax, then you're into Pacific Crest.
Here's a sweet tip. Find the lowest prices on the best local honey, pure beeswax candles, and awesome gifts for any occasion at Pacific Crest Apiary's Honey Farm and Gift Store. Hi, I'm Dana Mum. Ed and I invite you up to the farm for a taste of sweetness and a great family adventure. We're just a stone's throw from Aptos and are open most days, but sometimes take a day off. So best check in at 688-0508 or log on to PacificCrestApiaries.com. Buzz up and be happy.
A proud member of Think Local First.
Wax back for me. Pacific Crest.
Pacific Crest.
Apiary.
Oh, how sweet.
Hi, this is Judy DeVilbiss. I think there's something I should tell you about. Bon Soleil. That comes from the Longevity Company. It has a 30 SPF. And it's really a great sunscreen. I slather it all over myself, my face, my arms, my legs. You know what? You just can't have that harmful rays on your body. You'll end up in trouble. I mean, it could happen to anyone. Take care of yourself. So Bon Soleil sunscreen, 30 SPF. It's for you. And you know what? The best part is the Longevity Company actually has an after sun gel. Oh, you can't imagine. You come home from that hot beach or hot job, whatever. You're all sunscreened and very safe because you did use your sunscreen. So you get in the shower, you wash everything off, and then when you get out of the shower, you just slip on this wonderful sun gel. It feels fantastic. Come on, give it a try. It's Longevity. It's Dr. Joel Wallach's product, and it's good. Call 888-352-7500. That's 888-352-7500. Thank you.
Do you know the fastest way to lift your spirits? Light a candle, add a little warmth and beauty to your home or office. A candle is a candle is a candle, right? Nope. There's paraffin, there's soy, and now something new. Gourmet candles made by Longevity's new partner, Isol La Luce, with 100% pure palm oil. Palm wax is denser than soy, so it burns longer. Isol La Luce candles do not use dyes or wicks with lead. They're made with cotton wicks and natural oils, so they burn cleaner. These candles are so fragrant, you don't even have to light them. I like exotic flower scents like Maui plumeria and freesia with tuberose. You might prefer ocean breeze, pineapple and vanilla sugar, or one of many other choices. These are classy candles you'll be proud to show off or give as gifts. Each candle comes nestled in a satiny box. Call us now, toll-free, 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
Love your bumper music, Nikki. I'm going to say something really stupid now. Does anybody listen to these Longevity commercials? Does anybody listen to them at all? Or do they just tune out and just say, yeah, yeah, another Longevity commercial for a candle, for a sunscreen? Doesn't pharmacist Ben say sunscreens are bad? What do we have these commercials on for? I mean, what do we have them on for? I don't think anybody pays attention. Anyhow, welcome back to your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Why is it your favorite radio station? What is the reason for this being your favorite radio station? This coincides with or segues into what Scott from Boulder Creek has been wanting to talk about because he's been waiting for 20 minutes. Hey, Scott, you're on.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Hey.
How about instead of no stupid listeners, just say thinking people only?
Okay.
You know, I wanted to talk. You were talking about the worst voice on KSCO.
Well, I asked people who the worst voice is on KSCO because we started talking about silly things like, you know, I can't believe that I ever asked anybody to comment on my voice. Who gives a bleep? It's just a voice.
Oh, your voice has become more clear. You know, you're asking for feedback. That's normal radio.
Okay, good. Maybe that's what it is. It just sounds a little too egotistical to even ask such a question.
Well, my favorite show, you know, during the week has always been the Noon Balloon, but by far the worst voice on KSCO is Corey Gold's.
Why do you say that? I think he's very passionate and he's very animated. I don't agree with you, but
I'll tell you why. Because he reaches this whine and this rhythm when he's BSing, which he does quite a bit, and you know, he's also often hostile to the callers, and he hangs up on you and then talks about you, badmouths you after you get off the show. And I complimented him once, Michael, that he had the best show because he allowed monologue. He allowed people to fully express their viewpoint.
Yeah.
And then if he had anything to say, he said it while they were still on the air. And I don't know, he suddenly changed.
I thought you were describing David Corsi, who used to be a regular host.
And that... Gold. No, I like David Corsi because he was what you saw what you got. You know, you knew he was a liberal. And
he has no tolerance for anybody who's not liberal.
Oh, he
Corey has lots of tolerance for people who are liberal, and he's concerned.
He hung up on me. What I'm saying is that because he was a real liberal, I didn't mind getting hung up on. But when Corey Gold, you know, comes off as a conservative, but, you know, his viewpoint on many social issues is completely liberal.
Scott, I want you to be real honest with yourself now and with me and with the thousands of people who are listening to both of us now.
All right, okay?
All right?
I promise.
You just called to say that Corey Gold has the worst voice on the station. Then you went on to say that you used to like his show.
Yeah.
And he started hanging up on you. Is that why you've decided that you don't like his voice?
No, sir. Not at
be
all.
Be honest with yourself.
No. He talks about ugly stuff like racism and pornography and homosexuality and child pornography. And he'll leave out a vital point like this party that was a spoof on you know, the lowest part of black culture was hosted by a black host. It makes a huge difference. You know, I'm an Italian. I can tell Italian jokes.
Oh, my God. Did you hear what happened yesterday? I didn't, but I heard about it. I think it was the last call in Corey's first hour. I think it was a black guy. I don't know, but it sounded like people called and said that was a black guy who was very, very hateful and was saying things like everybody should be killed and kill all the white people. I don't know. This is all hearsay. I didn't hear it, so maybe I shouldn't even be talking about it. But I heard about it, and it was apparently one of our staff people. They looked at each other here, and they said, this is dangerous.
I don't even think we got to move on. I doubt it. Oh, I you know, like I said, he's the only host I can't stand to listen to sometimes, and sometimes I tune out. You know, I confess and listen to other stations. But I might have missed that. I tune back in all the time, of course. And, you know, and when he gets rolling, usually by the second hour, it gets to be logical. And
may I ask you a personal question?
Please do.
Are you an independently wealthy person, or are you retired? If you're not listening to this station, you're listening to another station. When do you work, and what do you do?
I sell flowers on the side of a highway, and I listen to the radio all day.
Oh, cool! You can do that business and do this at the same time, which is great.
I love it, Michael. I love your show.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
You're my favorite radio station for so many reasons.
Thank you. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Take care. Evergreen.
Hey.
Welcome to the Saturday special, Evergreen. It's been such a long time. We miss you.
Oh, shucks. I'm busy with having a house own me, and I'm trying to get it finished up so I can put it on the market.
Do you want to give your address?
Free time.
Do you want to give your address in case you know someone wants to give you a really good deal and it will get you out sooner without having to go through all this trouble?
Maybe.
What's the address?
1550 Thompson Avenue. I was thinking about coming to one of those meetings that you have at the station and talk to the. I like the idea of the auction.
Of the auction?
The auctions, the real estate auctions.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's for real estate people.
Sure.
Licensed real estate people. Yeah, most people in real estate are singing the blues and starving to death.
Right.
But this guy, Bodie, is not.
I'm sure they wouldn't throw me out.
Oh, my God.
Are they going to tar and feather me and drive me off the property?
Yes, if you're not licensed.
I used to have a license.
That doesn't count.
I couldn't.
I used to have a license too, and they tar and feather me and throw me out of my own place when I come here to the real estate auction meeting. No,
well,
we're taking a little break for two or three weeks, and they will be resumed pretty soon.
Yeah.
But it's only for real estate people who want to learn how to just clean up in this real estate market, and that's the way to do it is with auctions.
No way. No reason I couldn't just hand out a few cards outside.
I guess you could do that.
And contact information.
Listen, Evergreen, I know you're a big Alex Jones fan.
Yeah,
I'm happy you called because I wanted to bring this up.
I'm so grateful to you for your courage to put it on.
Alex is great. He performs a wonderful service, but there's an increasing number of people who know that my mom and I are Jewish and very Zionist, and I don't know what you think Zionism means.
I don't
know
what Zionism even means. It's just...
Okay. Well,
I don't know, but I really love her commentaries, especially the one today. I look forward to them, and you know, I have my Judy DeVilbiss second. What I'd like to turn the commercial, Judy DeVilbiss.
Well, Judy's great, but her
sunscreen thing,
like so many commercials on our station, they're like 8 years old, you know,
yeah.
and it's time to freshen our commercials. In some respects, this is the most boring station in the world because it has the stalest commercials and promos I've ever heard on any station on Earth.
I know. I'd love to help you with some of that stuff, actually, but I got to get this house off my shoulders first.
Yeah, we all have our reasons and excuses, but here, Evergreen, listen, back to Alex Jones.
We have
been called upon by a number of people who think it's not very good for people who are Jewish and Zionist to have Alex Jones on the radio because oftentimes he has given the impression that he is anti-Israel and anti-Jew and anti-Zionist.
No, I don't. I don't think he's against the Jews.
And that's okay. I think it's okay as long as he doesn't prevent other people with other points of view from going on and expressing those points of view on his show that's heard by many millions of people on the internet. You know, he's bigger than Limbaugh on the internet.
Language is such an interesting and curious thing. You know, it's what people perceive and what they interpret, and then everybody interprets something different, and it causes a lot of squabbling, unfortunately, because of the nature of people's filters, you know, each person. And,
well,
you know,
I want to put that out.
Charles
I mean, there's
L,
some...
Regarding Mr. L, Charles L., whoever he is.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to know where his business is so I could pick at him.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I agree. He was just, he wouldn't even... stand up for who he is. And he
well, that's probably why, because enough people who, because everybody who likes Kay, and there are obviously a lot of people who do, probably would not boycott his business. But still, if he feels that strongly, he should be, he doesn't even need to mention his business.
Well,
and that's why I don't believe that the guy owns a business, because I just don't believe it.
It was kind of, to me, it reminded me of like Gollum or something, you know, empty threats from the shadows, you know, a petulant kind of dark. He speaks of darkness.
Anyhow, I will get a chance.
I sent him an email as you requested.
Oh, good. You mean I have the balls to go on KSCO and say
who you are?
Type
I
email.
I forget what I said, but it was just a cordial invitation. I told him he was being discussed, and that as your scribe, I was relaying the invitation, basically.
Oh, great. Perfect.
This is a scribe.
Okay. Right.
But,
all right. So anyhow, the thing about Alex Jones is of concern to me. It really is because...
Mike Rivero, when he had Mike Rivero on,
yes.
I really objected to Mike Rivero's talking about Israel and the whole situation. I think...
And then he had Corey Gold on the next day for an hour in the same hour.
Who, Alex Jones?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
As a result of that, I called and said, hey, are you guys...
I was that interview, actually, because I was hoping Corey and Alex would have a little bit more of a disagreement about a few points, and maybe some other angles and viewpoints could be unearthed.
Well, Alex said to Corey, we want to make this a regular thing, want to have you back on, just like we have this Mike Rivera guy on.
Yeah.
But it's more than Mike Rivera. It's a lot of other people. I think Alex Jones plays to a large audience of Jew and Israel haters. That's what I'm beginning to think.
I
think it's a shame. And
I hope
if that's,
not, because it would be nice if people could understand the distinction when I was talking about words, the difference between Israel and Jews. I mean, Jews are of all kinds of races, the black Jews. You know.
There are a lot of people who don't, a lot of Americans who don't like what Obama's, a lot of them talk on this radio station. And for sure, a lot of people in Israel, I'm sure, don't like what their own government is doing.
Right. And
but
there's
people
not even,
here,
Israel's
if they have.
Israel's not even made up of all Jews. There's other people living in Israel. There's a distinction between the government of Israel and what it's doing and Jews,
uh-huh.
You know, as people.
Well, anyhow, people have said to us, how can you guys live with yourself, be Jewish, and know that at least occasional anti-Israel rhetoric is being talked about on the station that you own? Don't you have any self-respect? And my response to that is, wow, I have some self-respect. And as when
you
when
should with a voice like that?
When it becomes... you're very kind. But when I hear... I don't know quite how to respond to that, except the way I operate is people are free to speak their mind. And that's mm-hmm. what I want this station to be.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
Speak your mind. And I would, who the hell am I to say, to force my agenda on a syndicated program that we happen to carry on this station? It's going to lose a lot of points with me if I find out that it's an agenda where they don't allow any kind of other discussion.
Yeah, I don't
see, and that hasn't happened with Alex Jones' show and me yet.
I don't understand. I'm trying to understand that viewpoint of self-integrity and in regard to relationship with Alex Jones. What do you mean? I mean, I don't understand what you mean.
My family, I and my family are Jewish, and we're very Zionist. And Zionist.
What does Zionist mean?
It means that we subscribe to. It means nothing more
that Israel
we
needs a homeland, right?
That the Jews need and deserve a homeland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And I believe that of anybody, of any race or group or religion or whatever, who feels that they need their own place, including the Palestinians.
Exactly.
I believe that. That's all Zionism means. And Corey Gold asked Alex Jones that day, do you know what the word Zionism means? And Alex Jones got all flustered. You know, he said, well, go to a commercial break. I don't think anybody had ever asked him that before.
I don't think I missed that.
That's pretty funny, because a lot of the people who listen to Alex Jones and hear about the Zionists and the Jewish bankers who control the world and all these people behind all the conspiracies, you know, people like to hate people that if they pass along and perpetuate this information.
It's the same kind of spirit.
Can you imagine?
It's the same kind of spirit of Charles L. from his surveilled position spitting out venomous comments mm-hmm. because he can't achieve himself. He doesn't mm-hmm. have his business. You know, I mean, likely he or she doesn't have a business, and they're just jealous. Jewish people, I find, are lovely, wonderful, and intelligent people, and... You know, just like, you know, I mean, every village has its idiots, of course.
Yes, and there's nothing dumber than a dumb Jew.
I don't know about that. You might argue with the Irish about that.
Oh, okay.
They'd make more whiskey. I don't know. It's just, it's that same kind of dark spirit.
I really think that there is, that Israel has enough problems without... Without stations like ours,
there's a lot of black lawyers and black bankers and you know all kinds of other people that in the banking profession or in the legal profession. So why single out a certain person? It's just bankers in general that
The conspiracy things talked about on Alex Jones' program, everybody's a conspiracy. I mean, everybody is. You know?
Here we are breathing
but,
together.
But when things are stated about Israel that are just not true, and the media hasn't told the story about the flotilla thing, I mean, they made it sound like Israel attacked people. Conveniently don't say that the Israelis were attacked first with knives. They don't say that.
I mean,
if you were attacked with a knife, wouldn't you react?
I would.
For God's sake. Anyhow.
I'd take the knife away, that's for sure.
Yeah. So anyhow, Evergreen, thanks very much for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. God bless you.
You too, thanks. Ramito, thanks for waiting. Hey, Ramito.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Oh, good.
Yep. How does it feel to be on the air? Be honest.
Real name. I use mine.
Okay.
I always use mine.
Good.
If I'm talking to somebody... And I don't use my real name. How do I expect them to believe anything I say?
Right.
Anything at all.
Yeah, it's all credibility.
Yeah. And if you can't stand behind your name, you just aren't standing.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I think everybody would agree with you. So what else is new, Romito?
Oh, not much.
Okay.
I'm sitting here listening to your show, about ready to get up and make me some coffee.
Well, why don't you come to our beach potty today at 3 o'clock?
I'd love to if I had a ride down there.
Oh, okay. Well, put out your name and phone number if you care to, and maybe someone will call you and offer to fetch you.
All right. It's Romito Anthony Treadway, 475-5649.
475-5649.
Yep.
Okay.
6030th Avenue, Space 29.
Okay. Well, and so hopefully you'll get it. You want to say it one more time?
Illegal medical cannabis plants in my backyard.
Okay. Illegal medical cannabis
plants. No, they're legal. They have. Right. I've got the letter of recommendation. And.
Hey, Nikki, Ben Fuchs is outside and he's locked out. You want to let him in? Okay, here. So don't worry, Ben. We'll come. So, go. I'm sorry, Romito. What's your phone number again if someone wants to?
475-5649.
Okay. And if someone is kind enough to come and fetch you, be sure to come and say hello to Ben and me and Dr. Future and Mrs. Future, a.k.a. Agent Sun.
Oh, I definitely would.
3 o'clock at 8. And you can get your own copy of the invitation at ksco.com right on our homepage. That's today, and it's going to be a blast.
All right.
Yeah. Rain or shine, or fog or shine. Hi, Pharmacist Ben. How are you? Let's see here. So, okay, we appreciate your call, Romito. Here's Philip in Live Oak, California.
Hi, Michael. I've been holding, so my batteries might go cutting out, so it's nothing personal. So
good.
Try to make this quick on my comments. I've been, you call me Philip the Lurker. I've been listening to you for years and years, and I started calling in a couple years, and I very rarely call in on the Saturday show. But I know I've heard off and on discussions concerning about the Saturday special and how it's changed over the years.
Yes.
And that's what originally got me hooked, when you had these very good conversational type conversations with people.
Where both sides are represented.
Yeah,
right?
And then all of a sudden it fell off the map a number of years.
Can't do it.
I've been catching you in between, because I only get you in the latter half of your show.
Yeah.
So I rush home to get the latter half, and I just get some bits and pieces of them in the car.
Yeah.
And
like today, right?
Yeah, today. Like, just got in, called immediately because I heard it on the radios in the car, and I got in my car, got out and drove up and sat down and decided to give you a call.
So what made you call the Fluffy Show today, Philip?
Well, one of the things, I don't know if this has been discussed in the show, is, like, I see a lot of people doing, like, the video conferencing that are tied in with their own little niche and stuff. And you said you wanted to get more awareness of your show.
Oh, do we ever.
I've been watching, there's a number of channels I get on, like in Just In TV.
Yeah.
And it's a video conferencing where you have hundreds of thousands of people. They pay for this free service, and they just have a camera. And if you have a laptop and a camera built into your unit, you can go to a coffee shop and do a show, literally. And I thought KSCO has some of the best people on there. You can get on this video conferencing, and they have producers, and they have people that don't pay anything. They get thousands and thousands of people that just watch the show via the internet.
Oh, how do you do this again?
It's called Just In TV, JustIn.tv, and it's thousands, and it's a free service. And then they also have producers that allow you to cycle through the front page. And then you can watch all this stuff. And I thought, you could put a lot of your commentaries and a lot of your people on there, and you can just run your show, and this brings content. And then plus they have a little nice chat room that you can type in comments to the people you're talking. If you don't have the video conferencing part on your end, you can just watch and just type in.
What a great idea.
And you can put that up on your show, and then you can just have that run through your show. And then anybody, like, I would watch you more on this.
Wouldn't. Not when you see what I look like.
No, I see on YouTube. You look great. But anyway.
that was when I was 30 years younger.
Well, I've met
YouTube. When I do the.
We've met personally, so it's okay at the mall.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought that would be a good suggestion. You put that up, and it's real cheap. If I can do that with my laptop and just have a wireless access in a coffee shop, and I can run a show, you can certainly put up a camera, tie into one of these free conferences and just produce by your own content and KSCO, and you have a little chat room off the side.
I love it.
I'd be typing in emails and doing comments to Corey Gold or Charlie Friedman, because I wouldn't have to, and any of you reads it. You know, then it'd be one of
and we should have a webcam, you know, just filling the screen with a face of the host.
Right, and then plus you have the option for people that, you know, can't get in, they can at least type in their message or what
right.
they want to get through, and they can at least see it, and it's tied in, you know, really with
do you think our host would be self-conscious? They wouldn't want that? Like, they don't want to have them be seen picking their nose or something?
Well, then you just change the angle of the camera.
You mean like over the shoulder or something? Over the shoulder. Okay. That would be good. It would be, you know, it would be teasing enough, right?
Right.
It's better than no.
You only get part of it.
See, the back of a person's head is better than nothing at all.
Well, I mean like a side angle shot, so you can actually see the screen, so you can actually see the commentary. So you have a computer screen, he's talking, and you can actually see your comment on your screen at the same time.
Right.
But they're actually seeing that it's going up on your screen on yours.
Right.
So then the person says, oh, it's actually up there, but he's not reading because he's involved in something.
Philip, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Keep watching. I think we're going to do it. Come to the show. Come to the potty today at 3 o'clock on the
beach. Where's it going to be again?
At Aptos Beach, you know, on Beach Drive.
Uh-huh.
You know, you go down, you get off at Rio Del Mar Boulevard from Highway 1.
Oh, okay.
And then you go down that steep road, you know, down into the Aptos Beach area. And then you go around the circle, then get onto Beach Drive and go down about, you know, half a mile or so. And at Lifeguard Stand 7, Lifeguard Tower 7 is where we're all going to be getting together with the man whose voice you're about to hear this moment.
Okay.
Hey, Ben, wake up. But that was your cue, Ben. That was your cue. He's here in the studio.
Hey.
Okay, and by the way, thank you very much, Philip. John and Salinas, Tommy and Seaside, Marcel and Salinas, and Mike and Scotts Valley. Stay on the phone. Ben.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to the radio station.
Thank you.
I hope it's becoming your favorite radio
station. It is, and I like the whole family environment that you've set up here, Michael.
Cool.
Very cool.
Now, listen, we weren't going to do this, but I just have to.
Okay.
I just have to.
All right.
Are we setting any parameters, you know, for the get-together today?
No. It's just totally informal, totally meet everybody.
And I know
hi.
When you're on Dave Allen's show, he gets pissed when people call and ask you a health question, right? When he
no,
wants
I,
to talk
yeah,
about
health, whatever. Anything.
I want to ask you one health question because you're so good at this.
Okay.
How do I make this sound? It's a little too personal here, but...
Is it about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about me. How often should a man who does not have prostate problems
yes.
that he knows of
yes.
go pee in the – how many times should one
well,
pee
it has
in
to
the
how much
of the
you
night?
Drink it. Oh, in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Should, it depends if, on what if, you if drank. It depends on what you –
sometimes
much.
I wake up a couple of times and just really unload like 12 toilets worth.
If you,
and the other time I sleep the full night. And what's wrong with this picture? Anything?
Nothing.
Is
if
that
you
totally
unload,
it,
there's not a problem. It's when you go and just a little bit comes out. That's when you run into a problem.
Right. And that's why I don't think I have prostate.
No, if you're problems. Unloading, if you that means you just need to unload. No problem. No problem.
But isn't it sort of like, wouldn't it be more, isn't it better to be more consistent so that every night it's the same?
It just depends on what you drank the night earlier.
I had like two-thirds of a watermelon.
Two-thirds of water.
Maybe that's why.
Aren't you diabetic? Aren't you? That's good, Michael. That's real good. Who's going to take over the radio station when you go?
Huh?
Who's going to take over the... No, when you kick off.
Oh.
Because that's what's going to happen if you keep eating two-thirds of a watermelon.
Oh, Dr. Future? Mrs. Future?
Okay, we'll plan it out. Because if you
Dave Allen?
If you keep doing that...
Nikki James?
MZ.
Everybody,
take your sweeties. Did you take your sweeties after you ate two-thirds of a watermelon?
Yes.
Double the dose.
That I did. Okay, thank you, Ben. And so what are we going to – we're going to have a lot of fun today.
Yeah,
you actually – you were going to be on an airplane now going back
yes,
to Boulder.
Yes, and we decided to throw a little party so we could meet everybody and get to talk to people. Because, you know, when I do these events, I don't get to talk to people. Sometimes people just get frustrated and they just walk off because there's all this energy around me.
And so Dr. Future and Agent Sun, who is his wife here,
right, are hosting.
Are hosting this at Aptos Beach, where they've hosted lots of potties.
Yeah, it'll
before.
Be fun. It'll be a lot.
Yeah,
of fun.
It'll be a blast. And it's this afternoon, rain
free.
Or shine,
free.
Fog or not. Yeah, totally free.
Right.
Now they apparently there's something about parking, and I don't know what it is. Parking has always been at a premium down there at the beach. But I think they're charging. I don't know where they charge. I'm trying to figure out how they charge for parking. You could park up in the neighborhoods up above and then walk down if you don't want to pay the $5 or the $10 or whatever the parking is. I have no idea, but get onto our website, ksco.com. Right there on the homepage, you can see the invitation to the Elixir Mixer with Farm Liz's Ben and friends at KSCO.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully we will see you there this afternoon. Oh, jeez. And now our perspectives guy is here. Yeah, so at the front door. Oh, break. Okay, break. We have to break, and then we'll be back with all the other callers here who are waiting. So stay tuned.
Do you want to use more environmentally friendly products that will still get the job done right, but don't know where to find them? If so, then you need to call Coast Paper and Supply Company at 831-423-3350.
Coast Paper and Supply has been the restaurant and janitorial supplier in Santa Cruz County since 1948.
We carry a growing assortment of environmentally friendly products, including cleaning supplies and biocompostable plates, bowls, and cutlery for your office break room or restaurant. We even have biocompostable options for takeout service. Coast Paper and Supply can also take care of all of your shipping and storage supply needs.
Here's a special reminder about Coast Paper and Supply's annual parking lot sale Saturday, July 24th from 9 a.m. to noon at Coast Paper and Supply.
Coast Paper and Supply is located at 151 Josephine Street, behind the Gateway Shopping Plaza off of River Street in Santa Cruz. Stop by between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, or call us at 831-423-3350.
MZ here with a puzzle I'd like you to help me solve. There's this great restaurant in Freedom, the California Grill, located in the shopping center on the corner of Airport and Freedom Boulevards. The food is fresh, wonderful, and of the highest quality. The portions are generous and the prices are reasonable. Much of the menu is from the popular Adolph's Restaurant. Yes, the Adolph's that everyone misses, a favorite in Santa Cruz for over 50 years until it closed several years ago. California Grill is the preferred restaurant for many of the area's most discerning diners because the owners, Paul and Neely Tarabi, guarantee the satisfaction of all their customers, and nobody ever leaves the California Grill without being totally happy. Now, here's the puzzle. Why is the California Grill not packed with a line around the block all the time? It deserves to be. It's that good. Yet this fine dining establishment, which is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., can always seat you and serve you immediately. Try it yourself and see what I mean. Mention KSCO and receive a free Spumoni dessert. Then help me solve the puzzle of why the California Grill, which should be jam-packed all the time, is not.
Your electrical problems are no problem when you take direct action and call Direct Electric. Hello, I'm Priscilla Christie.
And I'm Dave Christie. From blown fuses to power outages to remodels, Direct Electric will fix your electrical problems. And Direct Electric will do it right the first time at the right price with no service charge. Listen.
My name is Tom Wetzel. I live in Aptos, and we've worked with Direct Electric. They came and assisted us putting in a new hot tub. They were very professional and very timely and did great work at a great price. It was kind of a tricky job. It was at an elevated part of the property away from the main house, and it was kind of difficult to get the wiring up there. They did a fantastic job for us.
Your electrical problems are no problem when you take direct action and call Direct Electric.
If you are in real trouble, ask for Direct Electric 60-minute emergency service. Direct Electric, that's the name. Service and quality, that's what's in the name. Direct Electric, 425-1407, 425-1407.
Sophie Winnick here with an invitation for you. The theme, total indulgence. The place, Balance Studio in Felton. The time, Saturday, March 24th, between the hours of noon and 3 p.m. What's happening? Your chance to sample Youngevity's Cocogevity, the antioxidant powerhouse that tastes so good, you won't believe it's good for you. And yes, it's chocolate. This is all taking place during the grand opening of the new spa at Balance Studio in Felton. This is my favorite yoga and fitness studio that has evolved into a spa. Total indulgence that's good for you. Just like Cocogevity. So come by, try Cocogevity for yourself, and check out Balance Studio. It's located at 912 Lakeside Drive in beautiful Forest Lakes in Felton. Call me, 335-3216, for more information. See you there.
Welcome back to the Twilight Zone. It's not the Saturday special. It's the Twilight Zone. I don't know what the hell a commercial for something that happened March 24th, 5 years ago, is doing on the log now. Apparently, there's some mistake here. But okay, so what else is going to happen today? I said the people we would go back to the phone lines here. So here's Tommy in Seaside. Tommy, welcome to the Saturday special. You're on.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey.
It is still morning.
Yeah.
Before I give you your accolades, I'd like to offer an opinion, if I might, and of course it's worth exactly what you're going to pay for it, about the gentleman who described or attempted to describe Corey Gold. He did a perfect job of describing David Corsi. I thought that's who he was talking about.
You heard me say that.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I was on the phone waiting to get on to say it. I agree with you totally.
Yeah, I got you. Thanks. Thanks for waiting.
Okay.
Is that it? Is that it?
Well, no. You know,
I don't want to hustle you off the air.
No, I know. In 99, 2000, I did an internship in your little station there, and I say little.
It's but very
you have
little,
the,
yeah.
I mean, the most outstanding venue of any AM broadcaster on this coast, all the way to Texas, Colorado, New Mexico, and I've been all over the place listening to talk radio.
Uh-huh.
And believe me, KSCO's got them hands down. So.
Well, thank you.
And as far as Alex Jones, I don't see all that anti-Zionist. Maybe it's there, but, you know.
Okay, good. And you listen quite a lot?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. Good. Maybe the people who have listened are very, very, very sensitive.
Well,
maybe that's what's going on here.
Yeah, it could be. And, you know, I believe the Bible. And
yeah.
If you're a Zionist, amen, brother.
Right.
So,
okay.
That's it.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it, Tommy. You take care, okay? That was Tommy in Seaside. Let's see. Before we go any further, I should have done this at the top of the hour. I want to thank my friend Mike Scherer from fifth grade who called me this morning. I ran into him. He's a great guy. He works at the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles in Capitola. One of the nicest, kindest people you'll ever meet. And he and I sort of reconnected when we ran into each other at the at a supermarket the other day in a parking lot. And he told me about this lady named Margaret O'Brien, who is a retired school principal and a member of Resurrection Church in Aptos, lives in a mobile home park. And this weekend, Margaret O'Brien is celebrating the 100th anniversary of her birth. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? So we're putting it out there to KSCO land. Happy birthday, happy 100th birthday to Margaret O'Brien, who is a proud member of the Resurrection Church in Aptos and a resident, I believe, in SoCal. I'm not positive of that, but way to go. Hope you'll be around for another 100 years there, Margaret O'Brien. So happy 100th. That's fantastic. Okay, back to the phone lines we go now on KSCO on the Saturday special. John and Salinas, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, MG. Enjoy your show all the time.
Thank you.
Hey, with one call with the previous caller, you had mentioned, or a couple callers back, you had mentioned it's all about credibility. And with Alex Jones, you know, I don't, honestly, is it credibility or entertainment? I don't see how you could subscribe to a fraction. The guy is a raving lunatic. He makes these giant leaps all the time. His interpretation of the facts. I think he's
well. The only reason I'm willing to be a lot more I'm willing to listen much more than I used to be. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but you know, in the last decade or so, I've had Alex on as a guest a couple of times before we had his show, before we carried his show on the station. The guy's a great interview. The guy's amazing. He's unusual, and that's what makes for good talk radio, people who are unusual and controversial and so forth. It's only during the last year or so, year and a half, that I have been convinced that Alex Jones is worth putting on KSCO, and I've got to say he's brought in a tremendous, huge new audience to KSCO, and I don't think that he's driven... He might have driven some away, but I think the net is a huge increase for the radio station. And for that alone, and because the guy's different, it's not about what's right and left. And I believe that myself because of what's happened in this country in the last couple of years. No one would have believed about the financial meltdown. I mean, would you have believed this? I mean, even a month before it happened?
Well, just because he was right on one or two things. I mean, I think the guy's going to be very short-lived. And kind of like Michael Savage. I could be entertained by Michael Savage about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then,
well, no, a little of Alex goes a long way, for sure. I know, and he's a lot. He's hard to take for some people, and the conspiracy people are just absolutely addicted to him, you know.
But, and that's just it. He's dangerous in that respect because he's going transitions. You listen to that guy in a five-minute segment, and he whittles through so many different strings together, so many different conspiracies. They're so fanciful. They're so, I mean, it'd be remarkable if just a fraction were actually true.
Right.
And
the general public
will buy into this craziness.
Right.
The way he talks about law enforcement, he talks about the government and all, and he's in a complete rage sometimes. It's like he's on steroids. He's always talking about human growth hormones and steroids. It's like he's got
a lot of energy, just like Corey Gold is the highest energy host on this station, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think that's manufactured. I'm sure he's a high energy guy, but he even talks about how, you know, that's part of his job is to give energy. So I'm sure he's pumping it up. But with Alex, he goes into, you can hear him talk. He goes into these like borderline psychotic rages, and I totally turn off and go elsewhere when I hear him come on. I just can't.
Well, we're happy you come back.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. You take care. Here's Mike in Scotts Valley. Thanks for waiting, Mike. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, Mike.
Hey, you made me feel real old while I was waiting because Miss O'Brien was actually my 7th grade junior high school teacher.
Wow. And how old are you now?
43.
I'll be darned.
I was like, could it be the same one? I know there was a Miss O'Brien that went on to be a principal of, like, I want to say Good Shepherd School.
Yeah, I think it is. I think
it
is.
Yeah, it must be her. She must have been in her, like, maybe late 60s when she was in teaching me or whatever.
Yeah. It's not very often that we get to say happy 100th to someone.
I tell you what, she was a really nice lady. She was feisty and intelligent, and I don't know what she's like now. Like, I haven't seen her since 1980.
We're going to try to get her on. We're going to try to get her on the phone sometime this week, okay? Because I just found out about this. Mike had mentioned this to me on the when we met in the parking lot earlier in the week. I said, hey, call me. And I had forgotten that I had said, he called me this morning. I said, that's perfect. I'm doing a radio show today. So that's great. Anyhow, well, terrific.
That's not what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay.
But I just basically wanted to say, you know, I listen to your show all the time. I listen to your station actually quite a bit, too. I wouldn't consider myself conservative by any means, but I think it's really important to listen to both sides of everything before I form an opinion.
Good for
really
you, Mike. And how long have you been listening, and how did you discover us?
I've been listening about 3 or 4 years, and literally it was because my radio, I work, I'm a contractor, so I'm all over the place, and I use my radio a lot, and my radio only came broken, it only worked on AM, and I just wanted to get the best station, and it was the one that came in the strongest, and since I was working right there by the beach, it was you guys,
right?
And I got kind of taken by the fact that, hey, you know what, it's nice to hear people's opinions. It helps you form your own opinion, whether it's for or against whatever the issue is.
Right. Okay. Well, gee, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Here's Marcella. You know, Marcella, we've got 30 seconds to the end of the program. You've been waiting a half hour, so here, talk.
I just want to support Alex Jones. I don't think he's a conspiracy nut. That's the only reason why I donated to you is because you have him. I think you ought to switch and Rush Limbaugh, give it a week or two. I'm sure you'll have higher ratings. I also want to talk about the fear-mongering this week about the pertussis shot. It was all over KSBW all this week. It was all over the Salinas Californian saying that pertussis shot, a vaccine, is available. They already give kids 5. A lot of booster shots. They give adults a whole bunch of booster shots. I recommend that people read A Shot in the Dark. And all they show is all these footage of all these kids from 50 years ago coughing. Why don't they show footage of all these brain-damaged kids and dead kids that have reactions to vaccines? There's no informed consent in this country. I'd like Ben to comment, if he could, please.
He's not here. He left. He went. He's... Go talk. Come to the potty today and meet Ben yourself and ask him that question.
What time is it?
It's at 3:00. It's at 3:00 at Aptos Beach Tower number 7.
Okay. One last thing. there's a YouTube video of Bill Gates talking about killing off a high percentage of the population through vaccines. I recommend people go to it and open their eyes. Thank you.
Okay. There goes, you're welcome. There goes Marcella and Salinas. We are already spilling into Fox News. Thank you, Nikki, for doing a wonderful job. I didn't want to end the program because poor Marcella had been waiting for 30 minutes here. So I will just say that's it. We'll be back next week, and you can hear the rerun of this program tonight at 10 p.m. Great job, Nikki. Thank you much. See you next week.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. We join Fox News in progress.
Let's visit. NORAD says both of those small planes were intercepted, landed at separate small airports, and were greeted by authorities. The president was in Las Vegas to campaign for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The One Show with sharp insight, strong opinions, and a unique voice that only one man can deliver.
He's more out of the loop than a blind Chicago cab driver.
Miller Time. It's just one of the reasons why the Factor rules.
Judge Napolitano is on the case, policing big government, exposing bureaucrats, safeguarding your rights.
The Constitution was written to limit the government. When politicians cross that line, I'll be there.
The judge is taking the toughest issues head on. Exclusive interviews, hard-hitting investigations. The One Show delivering a message straight to D.C.'s power players.
From Capitol happenings to Supreme Court surprises, we're in the middle of it all.
Freedom Watch, weekends on Fox Business.
Pure liberty. No excuses.
Every primary, every crucial event, this summer, Fox Business covers it best. Smart, sharp, on the money, as it all unfolds. No one covers the business of politics like Cavuto. For powerful political coverage, stay with Fox Business Network.
President Obama used his weekly address to say veterans shouldn't have to beg for treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder.
We have a solemn responsibility to provide our veterans and wounded warriors with the care and benefits they've earned when they come home.
The president spoke in advance of new regulations to be announced Monday, which are supposed to make it easier for veterans to get help. Republicans used their weekly response to criticize the White House's spending habits.
People asking why we are spending so much and getting so little in return, with folks pleading for the president to stop doubling down on policies that are hurting instead of helping.
Republican Representative Phil Gingrey of Georgia. Cops in Los Angeles say they've connected murder suspect Lonnie Franklin Jr. to 10 murders and are trying to link him to dozens more. Franklin's accused of murdering dozens of young black women in South L.A. in the mid-80s, then beginning again 14 years later. The murderer was called the Grim Sleeper because of the time elapsed between killings. A new treatment approved for migraines.
For Botox, a new